Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
My heart's in overdrive. It's great to be alive.
Compliance within 48 hours, and then find that if the district cannot come into compliance within 48 hours, the district is unwilling or unable to comply with state law. I would remind the district that the board could declare that the district is ineligible for competitive grants. However, because I don't want these students to suffer harm beyond what the district has already caused them, I recommend reporting the district's failure to the legislature. Withhold funding in an amount equal to the salaries of every board member and the superintendent, and requiring the district to make daily reports to the board through the department on the progress of negotiations with the charter school operator.
So it wasn't the most pleasant Board of Education meeting to be invited to. When the actual topic was consideration of probable cause for noncompliance with Rule 6A, many letters. And basically saying that the Escambia County School District with Warrington Middle School had failed to follow the law, was out of bounds of the law, and if they didn't get their act together within 48 hours, that would be by tomorrow morning at 10:45. Manny Diaz, the commissioner, says, we're going to take away your pay for a year for the school board members and the superintendent. We don't want to punish the students by, taking away your ability to apply for competitive grants, and there are a couple of other measures they could have taken, and you're going to have to report to us every single day. What's going on? And by the way, we're going to let the legislature know they're going to take action, because it's been a decade. It's been a decade, and this school's a DRF school for a decade. Fix your stuff, right? It got worse because after a lot of meandering around and the superintendent kind of trying to sort of explain in his Eeyore-like way why we hadn't come to a deal yet with Charter Schools USA and that it was going to be an add-on to the agenda on Tuesday night after this meeting took place, and that it wasn't even – that nothing was guaranteed. He couldn't speak for the board, and maybe – I don't know what's going to happen exactly. So Ryan Petty, one of the board members, just said, what in the world is wrong with you people?
It's been well over a year, and while I understand there were critical issues during negotiations, you've had over a year to get these things resolved, and it – and you come here today telling us that it's just now in the last couple of days that you've been able to resolve these things. I find this, I find your negotiation to be either incompetent or completely disingenuous. And I'm just going to call it out like I see it.
Man, I thought it was the woodshed at the last meeting. This is way next level declaration of their inability. And Tim Smith, who for his part, before yesterday, I had never seen him get worked up, get passionate, get angry. And I like angry Tim Smith. Like, I wish this guy would have shown up more often.
Mr. Petty, you and we're just going to need to disagree on this. We waited for a March 1st charter agreement that is statutorily required, but was waived in April when it did not come in on March 1st. So, if you are going to speak in that manner to us, you also need to speak to Charter Schools USA, because it takes two people to negotiate, two sides to negotiate and come to an agreement.
So I like angry Tim Smith. How dare you talk to us that way? How dare you imply that we don't care? You're just wrong about that.
We care, and it is just offensive that our public is listening to this here, and you're telling us that we do not care about the children at Warrington Middle School. Sir, that is just wrong.
Of course, the flip side of that, as Manny Diaz, the commissioner, pointed out, is you pick Charter Schools USA. You're the ones who for 10 years haven't been able to figure this out, and now in the last 6 months have totally been unable to figure this out. It's shocking, he said, how long you have failed to do the right thing, and you don't even have this on the agenda for tonight. And Charter Schools USA is not the one under state law that has to be in compliance. You are. This is your responsibility. That's the way he phrased it.
And have failed to do that. It is thoroughly shocking to hear that a contract was not an item recommended for today's meeting. It is obviously the decision of your board, but for you not to have had a contract proffered.
Yeah, and they just kept piling on, like, don't tell me you're irritated by me calling you incompetent or disingenuous. It's not even on the agenda. What in the world are you doing? And I got to be honest, I thought the criticisms were on target. If Friday they didn't yet have the Charter Schools USA version of the contract, and then they had the emergency meeting, and then after that the thing comes in, I don't know why that doesn't get disseminated immediately to all the board members. I don't know why you had Paul Fetsko in the meeting yesterday morning, who apparently hadn't even seen the contract yet. What the what? Like, what is going on? Kevin Adams in the meeting last night said, I don't know if I'm going to be able to vote for this because some of the terms, I got to check this out. Like, that should have been the first thing that happened, is you forward that to all of the other school board members. There's enough incompetence to go around on this, but the end vote was unanimous. Like, they were climbing over each other how fast they could vote to put this 48-hour deadline, this ultimatum in place, that if you don't get your act together within 48 hours, we are going to take away a year's pay from you and your school board. Now, figure it out. And that's how they left it. But wait, there's more. Because that's only like act one of what turned out to be a three-act play yesterday. We'll tell you more about that in a second. Candy has traffic on the fives.
Watching a few accidents this morning. The one on Via de Luna on the beach, it looks like it has been completely cleared. Balderas Avenue and Interrarity Point Road, still saying use caution in that area after a vehicle crash. Certainly, if you have a traffic tip, text it in, 437-1620. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
You know, if you've got employees because you run a company and you want to provide the best benefits for them, I recommend Torgerson Causey. We use them here for about 5 or 6 years. I think it's going on 6 years now at Cat Country News Radio. They're great. Like, we had a company provided before, and I thought they were okay, and there's some things I didn't particularly like about them, but whatever. I didn't, you know, how different can an employee benefits agency be? Different. Like, I was amazed. Not just, like, in the beginning, it was just they gave us options, which we hadn't had before, and I liked that. And then it was kind of like responsiveness, always responsive. Good answers to good questions, always the details, always giving us the plan, all that. You know, and just kind of like, every time I've interacted with them, it's always been positive. And so I really, like, personally, I recommend Torgerson Causey because they have been fantastic for us. More than 20 years helping businesses figure out their benefits, HR, and payroll stuff. 433-9996. Call them and find out what they might be able to do for you. No obligation for them to just look at your system. Check them out online at tcbenefitsgroup.com. Back to the school board meeting last night. It didn't take them all that long, 45 minutes or so, to approve the deal with Charter Schools USA for Warrington Middle, which I thought that would happen. So that's good, I guess. I mean, we'll see in a couple of years whether it works out or not. We'll see. I mean, nobody knows for sure whether this is going to work or not. They didn't love all the parts of the deal. They kind of held their nose and signed it 4-1. David Williams voted against. He's the District 3 representative. But then, all of a sudden, at the end of the meeting last night, after they had gone through taking the evaluation for the superintendent, officially accepting that, and they do that, you know, once a year, whatever, no big deal, then all of a sudden, Paul Fetsko announces, hey, I want to end the superintendent's contract. Well, what? What? You'll remember back in September, Kevin Adams had tried to do this as an add-on and didn't get it added onto the agenda. Laura Dorch Edler voted not to, along with Bill Slayton and Patty Hightower. So Kevin Adams and Paul Fetsko had wanted to, but that was a 2-3 lose. Last night, you had Paul Fetsko who said, let's fire him. Patty Hightower said, we have all kinds of new legislation we're trying to adapt to. He is working on things in the classroom, improving our weaknesses in the district. This doesn't make any sense. No. Kevin Adams gave a litany of the reasons why he thought that Superintendent Smith ought to get gotten rid of, that he failed in the negotiations. He didn't keep board members informed. I think that's accurate. He didn't properly show up to the meetings with the Department of Education. He missed a meeting, actually, with Senator Broxson where they were trying to figure all this stuff. He just kind of went through a bunch of things. He said, look, I like him, but we need order.
I like Superintendent Smith. He's the nicest guy I ever met. But I love my kids and I love my teachers. And I love everybody else, and we need to get out of this little mess we've been in, all these little dramas.
And then, so that's a 2-1 so far. Paul Fetsko and him voting to get rid of Superintendent Smith, and then Patty Hightower is the one. No, Bill Slayton is just amazed by all of this.
I'm just remarkable that you would throw the district into this type of turmoil at this particular time. We have a lot of experts that want to act like they know how to run a school district.
He says it's a terrible timing to do this. It's the wrong. It's a last-minute thing. And by the way, I agree. I think this should have been done regular order like in the June meeting. If you're going to do this, you bring it as a regular agenda item with forewarning and public notice, and people can show up and share their views or whatever. You don't just spring it on them as an add-on, especially after we actually solved-ish the Charter Schools USA and Warrington Middle School thing. So Bill Slayton went on.
I'm sorry. This is wrong. It's a surprise at the last minute. I, 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 I'm very disappointed. I almost want to say there's been a sunshine law violation.
Oh! Yeah. So, for his part, David Williams said he's a good teacher, but we're losing too many people and we got to take action, especially administrators are losing. He denies there being any sunshine law violation.
If you're accusing me of sunshine law, I don't speak to any of you.
I don't even like y'all. No, I mean, he didn't say that, but, you know, it's kind of like, you know, why would... In order to violate the sunshine law, I would have to talk to you, which I do not do. Paul Fetsko said...
And no sunshine law on my part either.
So they both deny it, which is not surprising. And there's no evidence of that. I'm just saying that Bill Slayton, it seemed to him like that. You know, it kind of comes up suddenly and you got two or now three members on board with you. What is going on? So then you had Tim Smith. And all I can tell you about Tim Smith's comments are... You show up to these meetings with your popcorn, hoping to have a reason to have the popcorn. There you go. I mean, it was a lot. It was okay. So I've come up with this scale, my Milton Con scale. Yeah, like Def Con, Milt Con, or Milton Con. I'm not sure which one I'm going to go with, because Milton is like the standard for dysfunctional meetings, right? So like MiltCon 5 is normal operations, everybody's fine. MiltCon 4 is angry public, angry city council, or one or the other. MiltCon 3 would be personal attacks. You're fat, I'm not fat, whatever. MiltCon 2 would be threats made, physical threats made, like I'm going to push my fist through your face.
Like last week.
That's right. And number 1 would be an actual fist fight in the meeting. So and we have not had that yet, and I hope we don't, but you know.
So where do you place the school board on your...
This is a MiltCon 3. I mean, there were personal attacks. MiltCon 3. MiltCon 3. So it's pretty high drama, okay? He says, look, you guys have been wanting to get rid of me forever, and this is, you've undermined trust in the process.
I think through this entire process, where we've been on shaky ground is some of your statements that have made have impacted the trust factor from Charter Schools USA.
Yeah, that's true.
That's my view of it.
That's my view of it. Paul Fetsko said he didn't want to work with them.
Some people are just dividers. You have been divisive. Both of you have been out. It started in the fall. It continued in February.
Yeah, I mean, that's accurate.
Your divisiveness. I'm telling you, there's something bad that exists here. There's something toxic that exists here. You all want to fire me. I think the answer would be for the two of you to resign your positions, really.
Shots fired.
What's the difference? Is it you or me, right? I guess you outnumber me.
Yeah, they do outnumber you. That's the point of having an appointed superintendent. They can, 3-2, get rid of you.
There's a lot of toxic stuff going on. How much poison has dripped on that podium over the past 6 months?
Well, I mean, you know, you can't really disagree. So they go through with the vote, and it's 3-2. And they terminate the contract. And after that, he's like, what do I do here?
So I've never been fired before. What do I do, leave?
No, you're still there till May 31st.
If I were you, I would.
So he does. He gets up and walks out, and they try to keep going on with the agenda. They kind of finish it up and say that's it. With a brief nod to the fact that Paul Fetsko, who had sort of started all this, and Bill Slayton's like, well, you got what you wanted. Who's going to run graduation? Who's going to finish out the semester? Did you think this through?
Anything else?
Well, it looks like we didn't think this out real well, did we?
No.
I think we thought it through a long, long time. We are adjourned.
So there you go. MiltCon 3. 824 here on News Radio 92.3. Your thoughts, 437-1620. I'm Andrew McKay.
Real quick, traffic.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Since
I pushed us so far back this segment, you're right. Traffic on the fives.
Nothing. 437-1620. If you have a traffic tip, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
When you were 18, you spent your spring break in Cancun. The party was legendary, and you speak of it often, even though you don't remember half of it. The geeky kid who sat across from you in math class stayed home, practicing calculus. You made fun of her. A lot. That is, until last year, when you owed the IRS a lot of money and called the certified public accountants at Benakis & Associates. And she answered the phone. Who's laughing now? The number crunchers at Benakis & Associates live and breathe accounting and tax preparation. It's practically in their DNA. When you need to know what the heck a Form 656-PPV is, call Benakis & Associates. When you need a QuickBooks Pro advisor, call Benakis & Associates. When you need someone who practices long division for fun, call Benakis & Associates. Now in the historic district on 120 South Alkanes and online at flacpas.com. Benakis & Associates. Leave the numbers to the experts.
Hey, have you heard about the new Charter Academy at Pensacola State College?
No, what's so special about it?
Well, you can earn your high school diploma, transferable college credits, and an associate's degree all at the same time. And it's completely free. But hurry, because they're enrolling 11th and 12th graders now for August classes.
Wow, how do I get enrolled? Hi, I'm Karen McCabe, the principal at the Charter Academy. Give me a call, 484-2366, and visit us on the website, charteracademy.pensacolastate.edu.
Hi, I'm Terrence A. Gross. As many of you know, I am a local board-certified personal injury lawyer, and I have practiced in this community for almost 40 years. Our law firm handles only people that have been injured due to the negligence of another. Join me this Wednesday at 10:30 on Pep Talk as we discuss all aspects of personal injury law.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
As a small business owner, what keeps you up at night? Just knowing if your email got hacked or your phone system went down, it could cost you thousands in revenue, as well as your reputation. That's where Data Revolution comes in with their unique position to take care of you and your business IT support, phone systems, cybersecurity, and more. Secure it and sleep better at night by going to datarevs.com. Winner of the 2021 Best of the Bay for IT support, datarevs.com.
Never miss a breaking news story or important weather update again. Download the News Radio Pensacola app and opt in for push notifications.
I worry about the way information circulates at this school.
You know, I had not played it yet this morning, but watching all this stuff with the school board and the State Department, the Board of Education for the state and the superintendent, and all that. There's one line that has like always been basically my favorite line from The West Wing. It's Donna who says it.
This looks like the work of 10 chimpanzees.
Just like, what are you doing? Oh, somebody texted me in earlier and said, Andrew, thank you so much for covering all this stuff and enduring these meetings. I can't imagine watching these meetings and not being able to do a radio show about it. And just the internalized frustration so many of you must feel that to watch this stuff and have to deal with. I'm getting texts from people who like work at the school district and they're like, we're not getting any work done today. This is the only thing anybody. I'm like, I know. It's crazy. You still got kids to teach, you know. Again, do it in the summer. This is why you have an appointed superintendent. It's fine. But just, you know, regular order is the thing I would ask for. David Wayne's in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
President Biden leaving for the G7 summit in Japan today. This is after he canceled his planned visits to Australia and Asia due to ongoing debt ceiling talks. Priscilla Presley settling a dispute with her granddaughter over the estate of Lisa Marie Presley, who died in January. Presley and Riley Keough let the court know about the deal yesterday. Presley challenged her daughter Lisa Marie's will that gave Keough control of the trust, which includes most of Elvis's estate. And thousands of illegal immigrants being processed and released by the Border Patrol, court dates years away. Texas Congressman Tony Gonzalez says it needs to stop.
One of the things that I've pushed for is immigration judges. This is how you solve the crisis. You surge immigration judges to the border.
And he says asylum cases would be heard quickly, and those who don't qualify would be returned home.
Very good, David. Thanks so much for the update. If you've got, you want to get your air conditioning inspected, $49 with Peden Air Conditioning and Electrical right now. $49 in Pensacola, Fort Walton, and Panama City. If you're in Baldwin County, they just expanded their $29 only. Plus, the first 400 who call get a free SmartCare membership. So you got electrical, AC inspections, anything like that that you need done. Peden Air Conditioning, Heating, and Electrical, they will take care of you. Find out more at Peden, PEDEN.com.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster.
The president finally admitted he would negotiate.
House Speaker Kevin McCarthy on Fox Business after another White House meeting about raising the nation's debt limit. President Biden says again, default is not an option.
Our economy would fall into recession. It would devastate retirement accounts, increase borrowing costs.
He says he'll be checking in on negotiations during a trip to Japan and will return early for more talks. Kentucky Attorney General Daniel Cameron wins the Republican nomination for governor, facing Democrat incumbent Andy Beshear in November. Democrat Donna Deegan's elected Jacksonville, Florida's new mayor.
She got 52% of the vote, beating Republican Daniel Davis, who had been backed by Governor Ron DeSantis. Deegan will replace Republican Lenny Curry, who could not run again due to term limits. Jacksonville has been the largest city in the country with a GOP leader.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. Democrats hold the majority in the Pennsylvania House. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 831 News Radio 92.3. I'm David Wayne. Right now, 75 degrees. It is mostly cloudy in Pensacola this morning, and repairs continuing today on runway lights at the Pensacola International Airport. The city was hoping that that work would be done by last night. However, some storms and a threat of lightning yesterday put that off for about a day. It now makes two straight nights of cancellations and delays after an underground electrical fire at the airport.
The infrastructure there at the airport is decades old. And if you've ever owned an old house or driven an old car, you know that over time, electrical insulation can shrink and crack. These are 240-volt circuits, and so if when they arc, the temperatures get very high. That appears to be what happened.
Airport Deputy Director Ken Eibold says it makes it a little more complicated that the north-south runway has already been closed for repairs, so currently the east-west runway is their only option. The Escambia School Board has finally approved a contract with Charter Schools USA to run Warrington Middle School next year. That after a meeting with the State Board of Education yesterday, they were given a 48-hour ultimatum, approve the deal or be docked a year's pay for the school board and the superintendent.
It is the responsibility of the Escambia School District that, let me be clear, has been failing these kids for 10 years. This is not a new issue. It is not incumbent about Charter School USA or any charter to comply with state board rule and law. It is the district's responsibility to comply.
And that is State Education Commissioner Manny Diaz at that conference call meeting with the State Board of Education yesterday. The school board did end up approving a contract with Charter Schools USA at their meeting later in the night. And following that discussion, a surprise vote to fire District Superintendent Dr. Tim Smith. That passed 3-2. A milk truck carrying a full load of milk overturned on I-10 in Santa Rosa County yesterday. Florida Highway Patrol says that all happened when a semi-truck entered its lane. The driver had to swerve to avoid the crash and then overcorrected. The driver, a 30-year-old Pensacola man, was not hurt in that crash. Apparently, the semi-truck did not stop. One eastbound lane was closed for a few hours yesterday as the milk was cleaned up. Well, Pensacola Mayor D.C. Reeves finally outlining his short and long-term visions for the Blake Doyle Skate Park. Some concerns recently over the number of skaters hanging around after sundown.
I am entertaining the idea of extending the hours to 10 p.m. The lights are on, people are there, and it certainly is not a noise issue because you have it's under an interstate.
And that would be a short-term solution. Reeve says a long-term solution is possibly having the city contract out for an operator to manage the activities at the skate park. He says that idea is not uncommon in Pensacola, but it would take some time and the city would have to get bids from interested parties. And how about we end this with some good news? The city of Pensacola going up in the rankings of the U.S. News and World Report's Best Places to Live list. After ranking 44th last year, Pensacola jumped up 16 spots this year to land at number 28. Pensacola, one of 14 cities in the state to rank in the country's top 150 places to live. 8:35 right now, News Radio 92.3. Candy has a look at our traffic on the 5s.
It's just ironic because there's nowhere to live. There's, you know what I mean? Affordable housing.
I hadn't even thought about that.
I know, but yeah. I love it. I love Pensacola and the surrounding areas. Hey, not showing any slowdowns. East Bay Boulevard in Navarre, as we know, closed south of Coppell as part of the ongoing drainage improvement project. 98 accident-free, not showing any problems on 29. The accident north of Kingsfield has been moved on to the side. If you have traffic tips, text 437-1620. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
We're going to be seeing scattered showers and thunderstorms today, starting in the afternoon, lasting into the evening hours. 60% chance of rain with a high near 86. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 70 degrees. For Thursday, 30% chance of a stray afternoon shower. Otherwise, partly cloudy skies with a high near 84. Thursday night, temperatures dropping near 69. Small rain chance for Friday afternoon with a high near 84. And Friday night, temperatures dropping near 70. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
And right now we've got 75 degrees in Pensacola, 76 in Gulf Breeze, 71 in Milton.
There's something new at Peak Bore Imports, and you need to experience it. The Volkswagen 2023 ID.4 EV is in stock and waiting for you to enjoy the smooth, quiet, and impressively powerful ride it offers. If you haven't experienced an EV yet, make sure you stop by and see how the Volkswagen ID.4 EV will absolutely impress even the most discerning drivers. And while you're at Peak Bore Imports, check out the 2023 Taos S, now from 26,226, and the Tiguan S from 28,576, and both are available with a low APR rate of 1.9 for 36 months. The Atlas Cross Sport SE is in stock and priced from $36,161, and it's available with financing at 3.9% for 60 months. It's all new this month at Beadmore Imports. They're not in Car City, so you won't pay Car City prices. Beadmore Imports, New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
The prices for tax title and associated dealer fees, APR rates for qualified credit through PCI. See dealer for details.
Are you ready to start saving money on your energy bill? Join Compass Solar Energy today at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Compass Solar has been locally owned and operated here in the Pensacola area for over 20 years, and they are Northwest Florida's premier solar company. Call in with your questions as we all navigate through the rising cost of energy today at 9 with Compass Solar Energy and the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Your money now. The market opening up this morning. The Dow up 153.39 at 33.165.53. S&P 500 up 18.32 at 41.28.73. The NASDAQ up 45.74 at 12.388.79. Our U.S. 10-year bond rate today is not changed a whole lot. It's at 3.54%. Gold rates down there at 1,988.80. And silver prices up at 24.04. The White House says Tuesday's meeting with congressional leaders over raising the debt ceiling was both productive and direct. A statement from President Biden says he remains optimistic about reaching a responsible bipartisan agreement. Elon Musk says that ChatGPT company OpenAI would not exist today had it not been for him. The Tesla CEO telling CNBC's David Faber yesterday that his early investment in the company made the difference. And the Department of Justice now charging a former Apple employee with stealing autonomous technology on behalf of a Chinese self-driving car company. U.S. Attorney Ismail Ramsey says it wasn't until after Weibao Wang fled the country to China that Apple figured out what happened.
Among the materials discovered from the devices in Wang's home was the source code for Apple's entire autonomous systems project as it existed around the time that Wang left Apple.
Wang worked as a software engineer, was among 2% of Apple's employees that had access to the proprietary databases. 8:39, your next news at 9 and breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3.
It's that time of year again, hurricane season. News Radio 92.3 provides informative, local, and dependable coverage to make sure you're informed of any major storms coming to our area. Before a storm, we keep you informed of the storm's track, where food and gas shortages occur, and where you can get sandbags. During the storm, we stay on the air to let you know where the storm is headed, where power outages occur, road closures, and other storm warnings. Then after the storm, we get you the information to help you recover from the storm and help your neighbors. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable hurricane headquarters.
Good morning, 8:40 here on News Radio 92.3. I know you're normally accustomed to the frivolous topic today, but I thought this is a pretty big day for the base. and for public access to the base. And since we talked to Commanding Officer Captain Terry Shashetti, call sign Village, earlier this morning, I wanted to give the information that he delivered to us straight to you right on the verge of the 9 a.m. opening for the base. Captain, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Good morning, Andrew. How are you doing this fine
man,
day?
Man, I'm so excited. Years in the making. It barely even feels real yet. How does it feel to you?
You know, I would say the way I feel right now is excited. I've been up this morning. The team here, the security team and the first responders, fire, the whole team here is geared and ready to go for today. So we've been looking forward to this for quite some time, and we're happy to get there.
So base opens today, and as we've told people many times, the old rules and are still the same rules. You know, if you're a felon, you can't go on the base. You can't take a gun on the base. You can't take drugs on the base. You can't take alcohol on the base. You can't take a cooler on the base. But please come with your ID and enjoy the facilities. Is that right?
That is absolutely correct. So for the most part, it's going to look very similar to what occurred previously. So access is only via the West Gate. So, you know, we had a great conversation in partnership with the community, so the county. So they've helped us out by putting electronic signs both on the main gate side as well as the back gate. So that'll help direct people towards the West Gate. But when you approach the West Gate, just be aware that that intersection may be a choke point, so please adhere to all traffic regulations as you're coming onto the installation. So we're going to allow people to come on base starting at 09. So be advised that, you know, that gate is going to be open for normal Department of Defense traffic, the people that work and live on this installation. So please try not to block that intersection, both for people coming on board as well as the community that lives out the back gate. But just like you ended up saying, you need to have an ID. And then one of the things that's a little bit different is you need to have a real ID, and a real ID has a star on the upper right. So Florida licenses have those. If you don't have a real ID, that's okay, but you will need to have two other forms of identification, whether it's a Social Security card, a birth certificate with a raised seal. So if you have two other forms of identification, you show that to the gate guards. And everybody over the age of 18 is required to have that to come on the installation.
How, because I'm glad you're saying that, because what I remember from before the terrorist attack is that driving on the base was, it was almost a pro forma exercise. You know, you kind of show your ID and you drive through. It wasn't quite drive through like gates wide open, for example, for the homecoming show, but it was not much stopping, not much inspection. It seems to me like we're at a higher, more rigorous level than that. Obviously, it's, you know, it's not full sweeping of the car every single time or anything like that. But would it be fair to say that people should expect that there's probably going to be backups, there's probably going to be delays because you are operating at a little bit higher level of security with the requirement for real ID for every adult in the car? Is that fair?
That is fair. I wouldn't necessarily call it a higher level of security, but over the last couple of years, the policies have changed somewhat. So this was an additional thing that has taken place since previous, previous to the shooting. So long story short, yes, there might be delays. We have extra bodies to hopefully mitigate that, to get traffic through a little bit quicker. But this being the first in several years, as you know, there's going to be a lot of lessons learned, and we're going to be working hard to make sure that we mitigate or minimize the inconvenience on those that are visiting, as well as the community outside when it comes down to traffic specifically.
And one of the big things that's just happening today is we have, this will be, unless I'm mistaken about this, this will be the first time that the public in over 3 years has been able to come on the base, other than for the homecoming show, to watch a Blue Angels practice, and it's an autograph signing episode in the atrium at the Naval Aviation Museum. So it's full on, there's the deep end, go big boy. Is that right?
Yeah, that's correct. The you know, again, we're excited. Today is a Blue Angels practice day, and it is a signing in the museum. So what we would ask is, as soon as you end up coming in, go straight to the museum. There's going to be a lot of people helping direct parking to get you into a spot and into the museum as quickly as possible, and then for everybody to end up enjoying. And just like you ended up saying, there are certain things that we ask you to do or not to do. No backpacks, no coolers, small personal bags or medical bags will be approved. They're subject to search, of course. But, yeah, you know, come on in and enjoy everything that's going on there.
Okay, I have to ask you this question, only because it had kind of come up recently. I think maybe it was Mike Kohler who made the comment, and I apologize if it wasn't him, but
right.
All right. Before we get into the next question, I just want to take a pause. This is Captain Terry Shashadi. We talked to him earlier this morning about the base access opening. Commanding Officer Daniel Pensacola. Let's get Canyon here with traffic on the fives.
Good news is we're not showing any of those slowdowns. You should have a pretty easy time making your way to the base, which, of course, opens in, what, 15 minutes,
yeah.
Right? Pretty great. Balderas and Inner Rarity Point showing an accident. They're saying use caution there. Everywhere else, just fine. 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Yeah, so back to the question I was getting ready to ask him about base access, and I think it was Mike Kohler who had made the question. We are all super relieved and super grateful and super excited. There are an awful lot of us who also look at what's happening today because we had tried, hey, let's turn the road into a public road. We had tried, hey, can we enclave it? We had thought of, you know, all the different possible ways to create an access way to the museum and the lighthouse, and none of that in the end manifested. And now what we're doing is basically what we had always been doing before under a extended temporary waiver from the Navy. And I think a lot of people have the question, why didn't we do this a year ago? Why didn't we do this 2 years ago, you know, at least post-COVID? Why did it take this long?
So, great question. The previous exception to policy, which is the formal term for this, that allowed us to end up using the back gate, because of what happened in the shooting, that exception was suspended, and then it expired, which means we had to go through the entire process once again to be able to get that exception of policy. So this allowed the opportunity to actually take a good look at all of the security measures or the mitigations that are in there, as well as other additional options or what we call COAs, courses of action, to try to figure out the best way to get public access. So unfortunately, ended up taking a little bit of time, a little bit more time than I wanted, of course, to be able to get there. But that's what ended up taking place over the last year since I've been in the seat. So as soon as I ended up taking over, this was one of the things we ended up getting really involved with to try to figure out how do we get the general public back on the installation to see those areas of public interest. So unfortunately, it did take a little bit of time. So now I will say this. This is a short-term solution. When I say short-term, maybe mid-term.
That's what I was going to ask you. Yeah, go ahead. I was going to ask you that exact. Like, where are we going from here? Go ahead.
Yep. So I don't know yet, right? So that's going to be the new fun when it comes down to public access, is trying to figure out what the permanent solution will be. And we're going to be breaking out everything that we've discussed before to try to figure out what the right permanent solution will be. So just like we ended up working on with this midterm or, you know, short-term solution type of thing, we're going to get all the community stakeholders involved as well as my leadership to try to figure out what the right answer is for that permanent solution. So, we're not done here. We're just shifting the focus over to what's next.
Okay, so I'd summarize it this way. We are now basically back to where we were before the attack, but with a renewed emphasis and a vivid awareness of how everything we take for granted can go away, and therefore a renewed emphasis on finding a permanent solution that's not just what we're looking at now. Is that a fair way to describe it?
Absolutely. The one thing that I have under my authority here is if the security environment ends up changing, I'll do what is necessary to maintain the safety and security of the installation. So, but like I said, previously, I think what we have in place is the best thing that's available right now to make sure that we have people come on the installation and enjoy what we have to offer.
And I would just please encourage everybody who is visiting, just be on your best behavior. We just don't want to have anything that might jeopardize this now that we've got it back. A couple of quick questions that are coming in on text for you, Captain Shetty. One is, please ask Village when the checkpoint by the Navy Lodge will be open.
So they have until the end of the year. It will definitely be finished before the Blue Angels Homecoming Air Show that we're going to have on base again in November. So we have the CDs actually working on that, and they've been working hard and doing an awesome job getting that up and running. So the exact timeline still to be determined. Do I think it's going to be done before November? Yes, because I think they're really doing a great job over there. But when it comes down to the actual date, I don't have that just yet.
Got it. Second question, somebody says, can people with retired military ID cards enter the main gate and go through the checkpoint to go to the museum and the lighthouse, or do they need to go around to the back gate?
If they have DOD credentials, they can come in through the main gate and actually go go that way to go to the museum. So the answer to that question is yes.
They can go through the middle. Okay, good. And then a third person texts in and says, where do you want us to go in for cemetery access? West gate and then go through the checkpoint or come in through the front and like we kind of do right now?
Great question, and thanks for asking that. So cemetery access will be through the main gate. So you'll come in, you'll let the gate guards know that you're interested in seeing your loved ones at the cemetery, and they'll direct you to the visitor control center to be able to get a pass or an escort.
Perfect. Great information. I really appreciate the people who ask the questions because then we can get that answer out to people for whom it might be relevant. Well, Captain Terry Shashady, thank you as always for being available. Thank you for the diligent work that builds on the work that was done before you, you know, of course, by Lucky, by Captain Kinsella, and other people who have been working on this. I know it has taken an awful lot to get to this point, but I'm going to go ahead and say it this way, fully understanding how cheesy this is going to sound, it really does take a village.
You know, I'm giggling right now because absolutely, this didn't take place without the hard work, not only within my staff. I mean, they shouldered the heavy lift on this when it comes down to, you know, requests for information from higher echelon or communicating with the community and all the stakeholders here. But I would say that it most certainly took a village to get to where we are today. And I tell you, I'm excited about this. The you know, I'm going to be on the flight line. I'm going to try to get over to the museum to see everybody. It's going to be a good day. It's already turning out to be a gorgeous day. I spoke with, you know, the boss of the Blue Angels last night. He's excited, to be able to, put on that practice today. So it's going to be a good time today. And we're looking forward
They've got to be thrilled. I'm already getting made fun of by my listeners for that question. That's perfect. Captain Terry Shashady, call sign Village, commanding officer at NAS Pensacola. Sir, we are all excited to be back on the base. Thank you so much for joining us this morning, and we hope it goes well today, and we look forward to talking again soon.
All right. Thanks, Andrew. You guys have a fine Navy day.
Most definitely. 8:52 here on News Radio 92.3. 7.5 minutes until the back gate opens for the general public. It's been open, of course, for DOD cardholders. Hey, when it comes to heating or cooling your home, you got a lot of choices for HVAC maintenance, repairs, or replacement. You want to be able to pick up that phone confidently, knowing that it's going to be done right first time and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. That's Peden Air Conditioning, Heating, and Electrical. Get your system tuned up, checked out to make sure that it's going to run right all summer and not waste your electricity and just be there for you when you need it. $49 right now, unless you live in Baldwin County where it's $29. They just expanded there. First 400 people get free SmartCare membership, and they do all kinds of other stuff as well. So if it's electrical, if it's heating, if it's air conditioning, call Peden, PEADEN.com.
Hi, I'm Billy Anderson with Anderson Subaru in Pensacola. From our spectacular beaches to the miles of rivers and unspoiled forests, the Gulf Coast offers some of the best family adventure around. And the Subaru Crosstrek and Subaru Forester are the perfect family vehicles to explore every dune and unpaved trail in Northwest Florida. Both come standard with sure-footed symmetrical all-wheel drive to take you deep into the wild places you love. The Crosstrek is powered by 182 horsepower Subaru Boxer engine that adds plenty of go to any adventure, and the Forester boasts 9.2 inches of ground clearance to get you through every wilderness challenge. There's more than enough room for your gear and plenty of options to make the Crosstrek or Forester fit your lifestyle. In a Subaru, the destination is the journey, so grab the kids and the dog and follow your own path to adventure. Love is out there at Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Carr City, Pensacola, online at AndersonSubaru.com.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
You know, if you're thinking about buying or selling a home, and I say selling a lot because I talk about Christina Leavenworth and how effective she is at selling more than 230 homes last year. She's already on pace to beat that this year. Again, not a surprise because year over year she just keeps on increasing. But it's like, you know, the house sells above list price is common. The house sells in a day or two. That's common. Multiple offers. It's common. I can't promise you every time. But in this market, even still, let alone how it was, you know, a year ago, but just unbelievable effectiveness at getting homes sold. But sometimes I don't emphasize the buying side as well, because if you're moving up like from an apartment or you're renting a house and you want to buy one, hey, you really need a good agent who's going to understand this process, hold your hand all the way through, and get it done. And she absolutely will. And who better to negotiate on your behalf and to tell you what the right price is, what other people are going to offer, what the seller will accept, what they will and won't budge on, negotiate on. Those are all things that she knows so well because she knows the seller's perspective so well. So she's great at helping you buy a home because she knows the selling side so well. So buying or selling, Christina Leavenworth and her team at Levin Reinke Realty, 850-723-9158.
Do you want better health? Not the gym or diets. Think of the one thing that everyone has in common that's the foundation of your body, your bones. You need OsteoStrong. OsteoStrong, it's not a gym, diet, supplements, pharmaceuticals, or a medical treatment. It's a scientifically backed concept with proven technology to help you improve your overall health. OsteoStrong helps many improve bone density, posture, balance, athletic performance, and less joint and back pain. Call OsteoStrong today and start feeling better in Pensacola and Gulf Breeze.
Wake up, people. You're optimizing every waking hour of your life, from carpooling kids, to work, to friends, and everything in between. You have to get sleep and a bed that can perform as well as you do. Meet the next generation Sleep Number Smart Bed. It effortlessly adjusts to your shape, position, and movements, learning how you sleep so you learn to sleep better night after night. Sleep next level, only from Sleep Number. Save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed, plus special financing. Ends Monday. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com. See store for details.
Code Ninjas.
What is it?
It's the area's newest learning centers, where kids learn to code while building their own video games. They gain problem solving, critical thinking, and STEM skills in a fun, safe, and inspiring environment. Find out more about Code Ninjas as owner Joe Dawn Brown discusses kid coding and how they can help your kid by tuning into the Pensacola Expert Panel tomorrow at 10:30.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Tune in to News Radio Pensacola today and stay informed about what's happening in your community. We're here to keep you connected. News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
Now, the real question is, you remember it, you can probably see it, what was it?
CBS Special?
Nice!
Is that what it was?
That's exactly right, CBS Special presentation, that's exactly right.
Yeah, I remember that.
I'm always looking for...
I mean, I'm too young.
Right, but you heard about it from your grandparents.
From my grandparents!
Yeah, so I'm always looking for more, you know, I'm always acquiring new little sound drops from the movies and TV shows and stuff like that, and I ran across a Facebook the other day that's like... If you were born in the 70s, you know all these sounds. I'm like, I know all those sounds. Absolutely know all these sounds.
The hair's up in my arms. Yeah, like, the Grinch is about to start. The good one.
8:58 here on News Radio 92.3. Sorry we're a little late to traffic. Go ahead, Katie.
Real quick accident on 90 and Woodbine, but it looks like it's not blocking anything. Certainly, if you know different, if you have any traffic tips, by all means, of course, send them in, 437-1620. This is brought to you by Mattress Firm. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Hey, if you've got a plumbing issue, leak, drip, weird sound in the wall when you flush the toilet or turn on the faucet, it's too hot or too cold, whatever the problem is, typically it's too cold, like it won't come in hot enough, or the water pressure isn't good, Barbary Plumbing, they can take care of you. No questions, no surprises, 477-8782. All right, we have finally reached the end of what has been a power-packed show today. Oh, my God, I can't believe it. It's already 9 o'clock. All right, what's it going to be? Future news. First question. Base opening today. How crazy with the Blue Angels practice for the first time in 3+ years?
It's going to be a big hit.
It's
going
to be a lot of people. A lot of fun today.
So be nice to everybody so we can keep doing this.
Will Charter School USA agree and run the school, and will that work?
Yes. I hope so.
I'm going to say yes, and I'm also going to be optimistic. Who's going to run the school district now that we fired the superintendent?
It'll be, you know who we should, David Hoxing.
Oh, there you go.
David Hoxing.
Sure. He's a good administrator.
Pensacola, Florida.
Will the airport runway lights be back on tonight
today?
Regular operation?
Of course.
Yeah, unless we have a really bad storm again today, which we're not supposed to have. So, yeah, there's like 60% chance of rain today. So, what a day. Thanks for listening. We'll see you tomorrow.
You're listening to News Radio 92.3.